Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Bruce Levine, and he joins us now on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo. Your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Mully, I didn't see you at the Romova Theater at Sox Fest. Were you hiding, or were you there on Saturday?
No, I did not attend, sadly. I just had to take the weekend off and enjoy stuff, and I couldn't risk annoying myself. I love going to Sox Fest, and I would have gladly gone if I had heard from you, Bruce, but I felt like the idea of going down to the U of I and then driving back with my son so we could go to it and then driving back to U of I didn't think it was fair.
I hear you.
I still love the White Sox.
It was a great weekend for White Sox fans, but a lot of news, certainly Cub-wise. Where do you guys want to begin?
Let's start with the Cubs, Bruce, because I think when you talk about Ryan Pressly coming to a team that needs a closer, did they overpay in getting a $14 million a year closer at 36 years old, especially for a guy who needed to be talked into waiving his no-trade clause? And what, did he have to be guaranteed the closer job to come to Chicago?
Well, look, they missed out on Scott, right? I mean, they had a 4-year offer in on Scott. He went to the Dodgers. They missed out on Yates. He went to the Dodgers. So they had to improve their bullpen with some veterans. They're not done yet. And obviously, this is, I think, on paper, and as you allude to, he's 36 years old, but he's still a very efficient bullpen guy, bumped out of the closer's role for Hader when he went over there a year ago. So this guy, it's been one of the better closers in the game. He was a setup man last year, and they needed to address this bullpen. And there, as I said, there are a couple other veterans out there like Ryan Stanek and David Robertson that they've had conversations with. So I don't think they're done yet as far as getting the bullpen up to date.
But did they have to guarantee him the job before he would execute the trade?
Well, I mean, okay, you're guaranteeing the job. Does the manager say you're automatically, is it a Hader situation where he says, I'm not going to pitch unless I'm the closer? I don't think that's the case. He is going to be your closer. And you know, you have Porter Hodge, who's developing into a fine young power arm in the back bullpen, and he was the Cubs' closer. This gives him a chance to continue to develop with him back there as well. And, you know, he will be your closer because he has that status. And, you know, why would you bring him in to be a setup guy? I mean, you're not going to pay him, you know, he's making 14.5. The Cubs are going to pay 8.5, maybe $9.5 million with relocation fees for taxes and coming to Chicago. So I don't think you're going to pay this guy that kind of money to be your setup man.
Does this mean Bregman's not coming? If the Astros then sign him back, does it mean the Cubs taking this guy off their hands helped give them the money to cut that deal?
Oh, they did, yeah. And I think you can start calling the Cubs the Astros East, right? I mean, they're not done with that. Stanek was a former Houston Astro. Bregman, you know, the conversations have been going along about him coming to the Cubs. Never a real long conversation, 5-year, 6-year type situation yet. But, you know, there seems to be money made open here for Bregman to come back, and the wonky way that they'd put Altuve in left and Paredes at second base. It doesn't look right. They're still, you know, a ways away from getting Bregman back, but he's always wanted to go back there. He turned down the 6-year, $156 million contract from them. And, you know, I would say that he's coming back hat in hand. I think that everything that the manager said and Altuve said over the weekend at their fest in Houston indicates that the door is still open for him to go back.
All right, Bruce, Mark Burley getting a statue is a big deal. July 11th, you circle it on the calendar. That was a great moment Friday at Sox Fest. Are the Sox going to add to this roster before spring training? Because their payroll is very, very low, and the experience level is even lower.
Well, they will, but, I mean, it's not going to be big names, and it's not going to be big money. They will add, you know, to bullpen. You know, again, you have these outstanding-looking young starters coming along. You have guys like Smith and guys in the minor leagues that are coming along. Schultz and Smith are the two top left-handed pitchers rated in the minor leagues. They're going to be coming along this year. So you need to have bullpen people that can take care of those starts. You know, if they're going 5, hopefully 6 once in a while. You know, again, you can't have them going longer than that. The bullpen is going to be the key as to whether or not these young pitchers are going to improve and they're going to have a better record. So I think they'll continue to try to add to their bullpen.
You know, it's interesting because with the White Sox, it's about the past, it's about the future, but it's not really about the right now. In terms of, like, living in the moment, we're looking for a fast-forward button.
You know, it's well put, Mully. It's really well put. The idea that they can't identify what this year is going to look like. So is it going to be 100 losses? Is it going to be 110? Could it be the same as last year? All they are counting on is that they have better talent, young players moving toward being everyday players and pitchers, and that they're going to be better in the future. But you said it right. The right now is hard to identify, and nobody, including you know, everybody with the White Sox, you know, starting with Getz Down, I asked and other people asked, you know, what do you think, you know, people could depend on for a record this year? And they have no answer.
great stuff, Bruce. Hope you had a good time.
Thanks,
at Sox
Bruce.
Fest.
Appreciate it.
All right,
buddy.
Guys. Have a great week.
That is Bruce Levine. Always fun to talk to Bruce.
I maintain that this is the line of that remains true about the Sox. They could lose 100 games and still be the most improved team in baseball.
Right, but, I mean, that tells you how bad they were.
It's so
all it
bad.
Tells you. Yeah.
But I just don't know what they're going to add. I don't know who's out there still to add. They need another pitcher to trust. They want to develop their young guys. There's a lot of excitement around those guys. The biggest buzz at the Romova Theater, it was a cool, intimate setting. Colson Montgomery, George Wolko, Brian Ramos, all the guys who are kind of on the way. And you're right. Everything is about, let's hit the fast-forward button to get there because the present doesn't
Noah
seem...
Noah Schultz and Hagen Smith. Yeah. All right. 312-644-6767. We're going to bring in our friend Ross Tucker, and we'll talk about the Super Bowl. And can't wait to get some football ideas out of Russ. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.